Better skills, better doctors. Join Rebecca Ong and Michael Peluso from TCM Hub as we go beyond the nuts and bolts of clinical practice to navigate some of the more challenging aspects of being a self-employed physician.
Welcome to Better Skills, Better Doctors. We are your hosts, Rebecca Ong
and Michael Peluso.
Before we dive in, be sure to head over to tcm-hub.com and click Hub Community to join a network of your colleagues. There you can get help with your herbal medicine cases and get coached on topics covered in this podcast. Hub Community is only for those who are licensed practitioners of Chinese medicine and students who are enrolled in an accredited Chinese medicine program. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode number 50. It's crazy to me that I have done 50 episodes and have been putting on this podcast for a year. It's actually a little over a year. You know, episode number one came out on February 13th, 2023. So, yeah, it's crazy. And I want to thank each and every one of you who have been listening and supporting us by downloading the episodes. And to everyone who has given feedback, it has been a fun project for sure, and I hope that you continue to find it helpful and valuable. It being the 50th episode, I thought it would be appropriate to do an episode on the topic of gratitude. Now, at night, before bed, I fill a glass of water and put it on my nightstand. Lately, I've been having bouts of silent reflux, which manifests as coughing. So I get woken up some nights with a dry cough, and it's very annoying. Drinking a little water helps calm that reflux down a little bit, so I like to keep a glass by the bed just in case I start coughing in the night. Now, the silent reflux, it doesn't happen every night, so very often I end up with a full glass of untouched water in the morning. And I kind of have a thing about drinking water that's been sitting out all night. I don't like doing it. So if I didn't drink anything during the night, I end up either watering my plants with it or I just dump it down the drain. And I think a lot of you listening probably do something similar, or you drink some of it and then dump the rest. And I was thinking about this recently and realized how incredibly privileged it is to be able to do this. You know, many, many people in the world don't have the option of having water to drink or to not drink, and just dumping it out if they don't drink it. You know, there are so many people in the world who couldn't even conceive of this behavior. You know, not even the drinking of the water part, but even just having an open vessel of potable water sit overnight without having to cover it to make sure no critters or dirt falls into it, or, you know, mosquitoes don't start breeding in there or whatever. You know, thousands of people bring glasses of clean water to bed with them and think nothing of it. We as a culture really take this simple habit for granted. And before I moved to Vermont, I lived in Boston for 20 years, and I was a total city girl. You know, I lived and I worked in the city. You know, I walked to and from my clinic, and I had my pick of places to shop and to eat all within walking distance. And if not, I could get anything delivered. And I had pretty much every type of cuisine and every price range available, whether they're like hole in the walls or fine dining or whatever in between. All of that was available to me. There was a Whole Foods within walking distance from my apartment, you know, plus a big farmer's market in the summer. There was a convenience store at the end of my street and a pizza place. And if what I needed wasn't in the city, I could get what I needed if I just took a short drive. You know, I could take my own car, or I could hop in an Uber or a Lyft. So suffice to say, I had every convenience and then some available to me at any time. Now, where we live in Vermont is very rural. It's, you know, it's not the complete middle of nowhere. You know, we have a small grocery store, or a few small grocery stores, actually, a couple little coffee shops, and a small handful of restaurants, but nothing within walking distance. We have to drive everywhere. We have two or three, maybe, you know, yeah, two or maybe maybe three spots that we like to eat. We found a great Thai restaurant, but that's about 40 minutes away, which isn't considered a long drive by Vermont standards, but it's still far enough that you can't exactly make an impulsive decision to grab a bite if we feel like having an impromptu date night or we just don't feel like cooking. You know, it's a long way from the days of being able to have sushi delivered to my door in an hour. I don't even think there is sushi within an hour drive from where we currently live, actually. So, and the closest Whole Foods is a 2-hour drive. So when we do go back to Massachusetts to visit family or friends, or when we travel for Harmonize or wherever, and I get to order sushi or a bowl of ramen or Italian pastry or a plate of oysters, you know, I have a much greater appreciation for what I'm eating and experiencing than I ever did before, which I think is a really good thing. I didn't realize how numb and unappreciative I was of these things because they were just so easily available to me. You know, they were just normal. But they aren't normal. It really is a remarkable thing that someone can get whatever they want, whenever they want. We've had to take our dog to a specialist recently, which is 2 hours away. A veterinary ophthalmologist, to be exact, because this little bug-eyed dog keeps giving himself corneal ulcers. Anyways, the vet clinic, it isn't in a big city, but it is in a more densely populated area. And we went out, we had to bring the dog to the vet once, and Michael had to replace a charging cord, so we stopped at a Target nearby. And this Target seemed relatively new, or at least remodeled. And I stayed in the car, and Michael called me at one point while he was shopping to tell me how amazing this Target was. You know, remember, we're used to rural Vermont where there is no Target, there are no big box stores, there's no place that you can get everything in one store. You know, we have a Walmart superstore in the same town as the Thai place we like, so 40 minutes away. And if we go there, it's like an outing for us when we go there. So, you know, this Target was nuts compared to that. And as I was sitting in the car, I was just watching people, you know, in the parking lot, you know, watching people park and go in and out of the Target. And I was observing people's affect. And what I saw was that people looked distracted or unaffected and, you know, sometimes just straight up miserable. Like, this was clearly an annoying errand that they had to run, or it was just another day in their life. All the while, Michael and I are geeking out because there were charging cords and groceries and Fresca and big screen TVs all in the same place. I love Fresca and I never find it. So I found it so interesting, you know, that we choose to see Target as this modern marvel while others choose to see it as just another store. Well, we really appreciate having the ability to just find whatever we need in one store, while people who live around that all the time lose that sense of appreciation because it's just normalized. And it got me really thinking about it, and I really don't think it's a good thing for people or for society to become numb to things like Target or food delivery services or sushi or Uber. You know, I truly believe the more these things become normalized, the more minimized they become. As humans, we are not wired for gratitude. As humans, we tend to only look for and focus on what we don't have, because that is what our survival brain is wired to look for. When we are in survival, we are lacking abundance. And even if we have abundance, our survival brain will move the bar higher because it thinks that the abundance will be short-lived and will very soon need more in order to survive for long spells. When you live near a super Target all the time, or you have your pick of restaurants within minutes of where you live, or you can just hop in an Uber if you're running behind, your brain will move the bar higher and it gets harder and harder for anything to impress us. And when we run out of things to be marveled by or impressed with, we become bored, depressed, and cynical. We also start to become entitled. Because These things are just so normal to us. When we don't receive the same standards consistently, like we kind of get offended, right? It's like, what do you mean they don't have Cara oranges here or organic broccoli, right? I used to say all the time when I lived in the city, I used to say all the time that I could never live somewhere that didn't have a sushi restaurant nearby. And now I hear myself say that and it's like, it's just so entitled and like, it's just so douchey. And I think back to that time of my life and I see how unhappy and unfulfilled I was and how I wasn't tapping into my full potential and capabilities. You know, it turns out having everything wasn't the key to happiness. So since gratitude isn't something that we're wired for, that means it needs to be practiced. It's so easy to fall into states of everything sucks, nothing goes my way, and everyone's doing better than me, you know, these things. I know it sounds funny, but to have gratitude actually requires more energy or calories for your brain to burn. You know, going negative is actually less effort and therefore less energy spent, which is why our brains prefer negative. It's the path of least resistance. But our brains are neuroplastic, which means we can create new neural pathways and actually train our brains to think differently. And since our thoughts and feelings create our actions and results, it's so important for us to give more airtime to the things that we are grateful for and appreciate so that we can achieve the best possible results for ourselves. We can't live our best possible lives or show up as the best version of ourselves when we are bored, depressed, and cynical. My favorite way to practice gratitude is when I wake up first thing in the morning and I say three things I'm grateful for and not get out of bed until I do. So it can be as simple as, I'm grateful for this roof over my head, this pillow under my head, and this glass of water next to my bed. And I realize that all rhymes. Or they can be bigger things. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, even if you are having a shit week, you can always find something to be grateful for. If you do this every day, in 30 days, your life will be very different. And little by little, your mind will open up to see a whole world that you never saw before. You will start to develop a deep appreciation and gratitude for everything you already have. And the more gratitude you feel for what you already have, the more you realize that it was enough a long time ago. And once you're moving through life from a place of gratitude, appreciation, and contentment, then your life and business will flourish in a way you never imagined. Again, I want to thank everyone for your support and your feedback. I really love doing this podcast more than I thought I would. Putting value out into the world and making a contribution to the betterment of humans is really why I do this. And I appreciate every one of you. That's all I have for today. If you need help with getting unstuck, getting out of your own way, or feeling dissatisfied in any way, and wanting to step into the next version of yourself and your business, then life and performance coaching may be exactly what you need. Head over to tcm-hub.com/livingpractice or click Living Practice at the top of the page. There you can read more about coaching for self-employed Chinese medicine physicians and schedule an introductory chat with me. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with a friend. And if you could be so kind as to take a moment to leave a written review in your Apple Podcast app or rate us on Spotify, we would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening and for considering new perspectives. Talk to you next time. Bye. Rebecca Ong is a certified professional life coach for Chinese medicine physicians. She is not a certified financial planner, financial advisor, or accountant. Life coaching is not a substitute for therapy, medicine, or medical treatment. Anything discussed in this podcast is for general education and entertainment purposes only.